You're listening to SBS News.
The Human Rights Law Centre has described the repeal decision as a dark day for Australia. Legal Director David Burke says politicians have failed the people on Manus and Nauru by taking away their basic right to receive medical treatment.
The Morrison government has ripped away the basic shred of humanity that when someone is sick, they get the medical care that they need. The Medivac laws were working. For the first time, the women and men in offshore detention had a fair, transparent and doctor-led process to receive medical care.
Mr. Burke describes the removal of doctors' agency to recommend medical transfers as shameful.
The government's actions today are cruel and vindictive. There are women and men in offshore detention right now who two independent doctors have assessed as needing medical treatment that is not available to them there. The minister has accepted that they need that treatment and approved their applications. What is happening with those people?
The legal director is not the only person condemning the federal government's decision to overturn the legislation. The Human Rights Campaign director, Shen Narayanasamy, from political activist group GetUp, is devastated. Australia's leaders are choosing to deny offshore detainees medical care despite overwhelming support for the laws.
A basic human right that is supported by 12 medical colleges, the AMA, 5,000 doctors who signed an open letter, and the majority of the Australian community. Everyone in this space backs basic healthcare for asylum seekers and knows that when doctors don't determine healthcare, people's lives are at risk.
Labor and the Greens campaign for the Medivac laws to remain in place. Green Senator Richard Di Natale says the result is deeply disappointing and he worries for refugees still in offshore detention.
One of the only parts of the horrific and brutal regime of mandatory detention that offered people hope was the prospect of being able to get medical care when they need it, and that's now gone. What we have is a government that has presided over a brutal, authoritarian and secretive regime. Mandatory detention relies on secrecy, and today we saw the Parliament enshrine that even further.
The National Council of Churches in Australia is also deeply concerned about the effects the legal turnaround will have on the health of people in offshore detention. The council is urging the government to create a humane resettlement pathway for refugees and asylum seekers. Sonia Lal, SBS News.